I'm one of those people that would put on like a profile of myself, loves a festival.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those pretty much awful
different
people.
Ends of the spectrum.
Sure.
I like a festival, but I have many reservations.
Hello, thank you for downloading this episode of Freaking the F Out, the podcast where we examine the inner workings of our anxious minds, covering everything from the minute to the very big and life-changing. There's a bit of a hint of spring in the air, you know, like a little whiff, and it's getting me in the mood, Maddie.
The mood for what, Kelsey?
For a festival.
Woo!
This season is almost in partying distance and we're freaking out. I mean, mine mainly is an excited freak. Maddie's not so much.
Yeah, I've got a few complaints.
Just a few. Yeah, we're really digging into the minute of our worries this episode. But it's a funny one. Enjoy!
So, hello Kelsey.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Adios. No, adios. Goodbye. Okay. Hello and goodbye.
Fine. D'accord. Do you have any of your freaks of the week for me, please?
I mean, I have several.
Uh-huh.
But I think maybe in keeping with the theme of how like light this episode is, I'm not going to throw you my life-changing and heavy and depressing one, but I'm going to show just a little light one this way.
Light
this week.
The word light is just making me think how the evenings are getting lighter.
Ah.
And that also fills me with joy. Immense joy.
So much joy. I feel so much happier.
So much better.
I can't keep my plants alive.
Oh, mate. I thought you were talking to John from our vegan episode about this.
I was. I don't know what's... like. Okay, so I've always been a bad plant mother. Okay? I'm fully aware. I was trying to do better. I was trying to educate myself a little bit on, like, what it needs. Does it need sunshine? Does it need shade? Does it need to be left alone? Watered, not watered. But some plants that I've had for like 2 or 3 years, just in the last couple of months, all of a sudden, dead. Dead. I mean, as you can see in the corner right now.
That's alive.
It's alive, except it's limping.
It's a little dusty.
Oh, God. I wasn't talking about the cleanliness of my plants. Jesus. I do think it is something to do with my flat, which is very... no air moves around my flat, and it's very damp.
It's a delight.
Come visit my flat anytime, guys. I don't know what's going on.
They've been fine for years in the same place. Suddenly.
I mean, you say, well, like, two of them, yes, they're a couple of years old, and now all of a sudden they're just going... drooping.
It's not what you want.
No. And then there's two others which I'm killing it at a tremendous speed, and one I just had to bury it in the bin. And when people come in to my flat, and they usually will go, and I'll say this to them, and they'll go, oh my god, no, but what about that one in the corner? And not that one, the other one hanging. And I'm like, Yeah, that one's doing really well. It's fake.
Yeah. Well, it looks great, so...
I think I'm just going to go and get a whole load of fake plants.
Yeah, I think they look good. Why not?
But I don't... what does this say about me?
Well, I mean, at least you're trying. I don't even bother. I think I have one bonsai... No, I bought two plants when I moved into my last place. One of them bit the dust quite soon, I think because I had it in the bathroom, so I thought it looked nice, but also it didn't go so well. And then I've got a little bonsai that is currently at my mum's, because she's very good at them and she enjoys them. So maybe I'll connect the two of you. She can give you her tips. She's very, very green-fingered.
I don't know.
Mother goon.
I'm not sure if it's just that I feel so selfish. I just live a selfish life. And I walk past these dead plants every day and I'm like, oh well.
You say this a lot, Kelsey. I don't ever think of you as a selfish person. And I don't think we should read too much into your dead plants.
It's reminding me of when I always used to accidentally kill my Tamagotchi.
Oh, God. It's some childhood issues it's bringing up. Buy some plastic ones, girl. Okay. You're a good person.
Will do. What about you? How's your week been? Killed any plants?
I've not bought any plants, so no. Although my housemate Lisa is quite keen on buying some plants for our south-facing balcony.
Shut up.
Clang. So I'm sure we've got dead plants to come. I'm just tired. I've basically had two late nights on the trot. I can't hack it, Kels. Two nights I've gone to sleep and I've set my alarm and it's been less than 6 hours sleep and now I feel a little bit grey.
What time, as in last night, was this one of them? What time did you go to bed?
Unconfirmed.
Not judging, by the way. Not judging. I love a late night.
I'm not sure. I think around the three something.
But also, yeah, it's shit when you're sleep deprived. But it's not like you're going to be continuing this trend. Wow. Is it?
I mean, I'm not planning on raving tonight. I'm planning on heading back to the sofa, having a cup of Earl Grey.
See, it's all about the balance.
Yeah.
You're going to catch up on some sleep.
Yeah, that'll be delightful. But I think it's just, I think as soon as I have two late nights in a row, firstly, I feel wild. I'm like, who am I? And then I feel knackered and I cannot cope.
And then you're like, oh, I remember who I am. Not that person.
I tried to have a power nap before I went out last night. It didn't work very well. Oh. I mean, I found a second wind on the dance floor.
In your wig.
In a wig. But yeah, I just can't hack it.
Just for the listeners, Maddie is currently sitting with a blanket wrapped round her.
I'm 93 years old! Carry on without me, girls. This probably links quite well to the episode as well. I can't hack late nights in a row, and that is what festivals consist of. So this might be why I've got a bit of beef with a dance in a field.
Shall we dive right in?
Oh, let's.
I think it's time for us to talk about our big freak out. I say our, but it's mainly Maddie's. I just want to put a little disclaimer out there. Okay? What are we talking about this week?
Festivals!
What?
Festivals.
I see.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
A Maddie Downer.
I don't think that they're terrible. I just think there are a lot of anxieties surrounding them.
Sure, there is.
I wanted to do a bit of research to let you know before, to set the scene, because I know you like a fact.
I wouldn't want to start without a fact.
Right. So it's quite hard, I found, to find statistics about how many festivals there are in the UK. Okay. Because there are so many.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Very
popular pastime.
Popular pastime. I hit you up with some stats. In 2015, a organisation called UK Music calculated that 3.5 million people attended a festival, with the market estimated to be worth 2 billion to the economy. So there's a crap load of festivals, but loads of them, quite big ones, have been struggling recently. There's Tea in the Park Festival, Secret Garden Party. They've all, I was going to say closed their doors, but like dismantled their tents.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. Some have cited debt. So although we are seemingly all attracted to the hedonism of festivaling, there are some anxieties to be talked about as well. So I think we should start at the very beginning. Very first thing you need to do when you are going to a festival is get the bloody tickets. Kels?
That's quite fundamental. So my festivaling started when I was about 14.
Okay.
Just to give you an idea of, you know, how much of a dedicated festivaler I've been. And I have been to many, many festivals over the years. I love it so much. I don't think I've ever encountered a problem with getting tickets until I started going to Glastonbury. We've been denied Glastonbury tickets twice, and I'm really off with it. I'm really pissed off with the way that it goes. You have to get a ticket. It's basically a military operation.
It's ridiculous. Like, people have got spreadsheets. You got to be up before 9 a.m. on a Sunday. Awful. These aren't fun party people.
No.
partying with an Excel spreadsheet. People, one of my friends is saying that some people at her work had like a waterfall system. So basically, if one person got the tickets, that person would be responsible for these people. Oh, but if someone else, they're responsible for slightly different people.
Yeah. I mean, that is the dream organisation. Mm, but dream? Doesn't help. Well, but it is so impossible to get. 2.4 million people registered this year for Glastonbury, and there's only, what, 200,000 tickets?
That's insane.
That's, what's the ratio there? I can't think. I'm not very good at maths. I mean, it's just severe disappointment.
Yeah. This is the first time I did it this year, the first time I tried for tickets, and it was lived up to expectations.
First of all, it's very stressful in the moment.
Yeah.
And actually the actual organisation of your people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very much over it now, as you can tell.
Yeah, super.
I just really wanted to go this year. It's the 50th anniversary.
Well, that's why like 2 million people want to go.
Just frustrates me so much. This is probably my biggest anxiety about festivals.
It's so annoying.
Not being able to go!
Yeah, exactly. This experience of Glastonbury has just been... for people who haven't tried to get tickets to Glastonbury, the experience is you have a lot of organisation to do with registration. You have to get yourself on some spreadsheet with your friends because you can only get 6 tickets each. So if you've got more than 5 friends, you've got to split people up and decide who's grouped with who. Mm. And then you have to be on your laptop at a very specific time.
Yeah.
And then you have to try and get onto a website, which... on most of your devices will not be loading at all. And on some of your devices will be saying, wait for 20 seconds before it's refreshed. And then you just sit and look at that screen for 30 minutes. And then it tells you the tickets have been sold out.
You're like, well, cool. Great.
I do actually remember my brother went to Reading many moons ago. And I remember being on the actual phone trying to call up for tickets for him.
Well, Lou, I mean, actually, that would annoy me as much as the internet.
Mm.
I think what they should bring back is queuing.
Queuing! Can you imagine?
Because at least then I feel like I would gain a bit more control. I could actually... Well, obviously, there would be outlets throughout the country.
So you come down from Glasgow. Oh, I'm going to hopefully get to Glasgow.
I'm sure there would be an outlet in Glasgow.
Oh, right. Queuing for the tickets rather than queuing for Glastonbury itself.
That would be quite a long way. No, queuing for the tickets.
Gotcha.
At least then I could be like, do you know what? I'm going to take a day off and I'm going to get myself to the front of the queue and then I'd be almost guaranteed a ticket.
2 million people registering, though, that would have some sort of severe impact on the economy. Oh, Lordy.
Anywho.
But yeah, I'm not that familiar with the festival. We went on a very lovely festival this year together in Croatia.
And I've
been, so good. And I've been to quite a lot of one-day festivals and I've been to Bestival and, yeah, a few other things.
Okay, you've been to quite a few.
I've been to a few, but I wouldn't say I'm a regular festival goer.
But our festival that we went to in Croatia, it's abroad. There's a whole other stress of going to a festival abroad, and I've only ever done that once before, and that was at Bene Kasim, and that was too hot in a tent.
God.
We'll leave it at that.
Too warm in a tent.
Yeah,
the additional organisation that goes into an abroad festival is also like stress on top of like the general organising stress, because like obviously Glastonbury you've got to be super organised, but if you're not going to that one, it's like, hey, what festival are you going to go to? Where should we go? What dates are everyone's free? Oh, this one person's got to go to their cousin's wedding or their second brother twice removed. It's, oh no, not everyone is free. Oh, this person doesn't like the same music as us. Like, do you own a tent? Should I buy some wellies? Like, how much does a ticket to the Isle of Wight cost? Like, it's a lot to organise for presumably what was meant to be a relaxing and hedonistic experience.
Well, I see, I quite like all that organisation.
Yeah, I suppose that's personality differences coming in.
Potentially, but it does get stressful, especially around the whole date, finding a date.
Yes.
That is what Doodle? I'll send you a doodle.
Yeah.
Or a doddle. What is it called?
Well, it's 00, so I'm going to go doodle.
Doodle.
Yeah.
A doodle doddle. Which is a brilliant date organisation.
Yes, it is good.
App for groups. Amazing.
Shout out to Doodle.
The different music tastes, though, that is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Because you want to go to a festival with all your friends.
It does. It can often mean that someone is compromising.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Well done to that friend. we know who you are.
You the best. Can we talk about cost, please?
Let's. I love money. I love just throwing it away. Okay, yeah, no, go for it.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. However, no, sorry, I'm snipping your point away.
No.
Go on, counterpoint.
Bring me out of my funk.
I think it's quite good value for money sometimes. Because if you think about it, let's say Glastonbury is 5 days.
Yeah.
You see some of the biggest acts in the world.
Quite far away. And
there are thousands of acts to see.
True, yeah.
And then if you break that down day by day, it's about, what, £50-ish a day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. That's how I want to spend my money.
Hey, no disrespect to spending your money on festivals, but it is quite a considerable cost. And I think that plays in, at least for me, to the, am I having enough fun drama.
Is it worth it?
Is this worth it?
Yeah.
Am I having enough fun?
But I think then that just depends on what do you value
from
your holidays?
Yes, yes.
Do you want to be in a crowd, poo in a smelly toilet and...
Well, when you put it like that, sign me up. I'll pay double. We'll get onto toilets.
I know it's very expensive though, but I have a festival... Monzo pot. I know. So I'm always sort of prioritizing that. That's one of my priorities. Yeah. Again, like I'm always going to be on the favorable side of this. But yes, tell me more about your anxieties.
Yeah, I just think it's quite a lot. And then also, once you're in the festival arena, booze. Did some more research. Mm. Reading Festival last year, from the main bars, a pint of Carlsberg will set you back £5 for a Carlsberg and a plastic cup.
But how much would it be in London?
For Carlsberg?
Yeah.
I mean, not £5, surely. Depends where you're going.
£4.70.
Well, maybe. But it's a lot. I mean, maybe I'm just cross at the price of booze in general.
Maybe.
£5 for Carlsberg.
However, seems that too much. Outside of London, maybe not.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
and
I
also
get that.
At least, like, you get a glass if you're in a nice place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, water is bloody expensive.
Exactly.
That's
water's
like, what,
£3.50, oh. £3. Got it down. Yeah.
Not to harp on about Glastonbury, but they were banned plastic this year.
Mm.
And they encouraged everybody to take their own reusable water bottles. And they had water points across them. So I think everybody should be following suit.
Absolutely.
That is also a consideration about festival wastage.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe we'll get onto that later.
A lot of the Carlsberg and the plastic cups and the wastage and that. Shit. It's £5 that's going on a landfill.
Sorry, world.
Sorry, world. I got to see the Killers.
But we had fun.
I do remember when I went to festival, one of the guys, one of the days, was dressed as Wilson the Beach Ball because it was like Castaway fancy dress.
Nice.
Yeah.
Commitment.
Yes, it was great commitment. Mm. Papier-mâché situation. So he managed to smuggle in quite a lot of booze in the ball.
Wow.
Which is really good planning.
Excellent. Yeah. I mean, now that we broadcast this, you know, anybody that wants to go as a papier-mâché ball will be caught by all the security guards.
Oh, no. Well, maybe they'll just still have the same great idea.
Sure.
Well, one of the days was my birthday as well when I was there. And so I kept asking the bartenders, I said, oh, it's my birthday. Do I get a free drink? And they said, yeah, you can have one free drink. So then I just went to a new bartender. Every time.
Hold on, you're giving me all the secrets away here.
Well, you have to have ID, so it was genuinely my birthday.
I was going to say, you could just do that to anybody.
You could try, sure.
I might try that next time.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. I would say, actually, I know I'm very much on the positive side of festivals, but carrying your booze and your stuff to the festival, because that's when it's the heaviest.
Yeah.
I've broken down in tears several times. I don't know how I don't learn. just pack less. But, oh God, it's so stressful. Particularly because I don't have a car, so most of the time I'm getting public transport. It is always a huge walk. You've got a tent, you've got your massive rucksack, you've got your booze, your food, everything, your wellies, you're absolutely roasting. And then you're just like, I don't think it's worth it. And then you get there and you're like,
it is worth it.
I love my life again.
Well, let's get on to tents, shall we?
Okay, I've had a breakthrough with the tents. Cool. Yeah. So, tents, sure. Pain in the bloody arse to put
when,
up.
When are you meant to learn how to put up a tent?
You don't.
You told me.
You have to follow the very unhelpful guide that they give you. Sticking poles in the wrong holes and, it's an absolute nightmare. Most of our tents have taken us about 3 hours to put up and blow away in the wind. However, I've discovered the pure joy of pop-up tents.
A pop-up tent, you say?
First of all, it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not carrying poles. And second of all, I think it took me 5 minutes to boot up.
Wow.
About 5 minutes to take down.
Really?
Oh.
And is it only a one-man tent? One-woman tent?
I splashed out and got a two.
Okay, so you can get multiple people pop-up tents.
Oh, nice.
I
mean, there's no room to swing a disco ball around there, sure. But...
Yeah, a one-man tent would be very cosy. Yeah. You did a good job with the two.
I mean, if I had a car, I'd be backing up to that festival with a 10-man tent with three rooms coming off of it and a gazebo on the side.
And you can zip the inside compartments up.
That's the dream.
We did have one of those.
That's the dream. One thing I will say about tents, apart from the actual, you know, logistics of putting one up, is being in one when you're hungover and it is roasting.
Worst nightmare. And they're rubbish in all weathers. Rubbish in the heat, rubbish in, well, the wind and the rain and the cold. Didn't you? I mean, Medina Kassim sounds like it would be an absolute nightmare, but sure. This year's Glastonbury was a scorcher, wasn't it?
It was so disgustingly hot. Like, disgusting. You could not even put your toe in there. So we had like this small window of about 12 till 4 when it was slightly cold, as in this 12 to 4 overnight. However, we were still out partying. So we had about half an hour of sleep, and then I had to pull my airbed out, try and find some shade, and just lie there with like a towel over me, like a wet towel, and be like, this is not fun. It's really grim. If I was going abroad, I would never camp in a tent now.
No.
Never. Thankfully, we had a beautiful villa with a pool.
It was banging. It was absolutely banging.
Actually made the festival worth it.
I just think tent in the heat, and also if you're only getting half an hour sleep as well, that's going to add to like the general feeling of exhaustion. And
you can only imagine after 5 days how good I looked. I look back at photos and I'm like,
less about the physical appearance, although sure, but more about the mental resilience.
However, at festivals, there's something about you just get up and go, and you're just constantly riding this wave of fun and music and camaraderie with everyone. Oh, I love it so much. But then there's like the mega come down when you come back home and you're like, why am I not in a field with 200,000 people? I'm on my own. I sounded like a ghoul there.
I'm on my own. People at festivals, that's another stress of mine. Often end up alone.
Maybe that's on purpose. Maybe everyone's trying to lose you.
Because I'm just whinging.
Who's this dead weight? Yes, it's a massive problem, especially if you're like 5 days into a festival and you've got no battery left. You've got to be like, this is the meeting point. We are meeting at this time.
Right, okay, that's a good idea.
Do not divert from the plan.
Make sure you have a watch then, if your phone is also
died. Or, I mean, you could ask the other 100,000 people.
Sure. You could ask someone, what's the time? Which is a question that has kind of been removed from society now I think about it, because everyone's got a phone.
Sure.
Interesting. How does one charge one's phone when at a festival?
Well, you know, just through good thinking and wishes. Well, obviously you bring your battery pack, but then they go kaput after about a day.
Yeah.
Most of the big festivals now have like an EE charging station or an O2 charging station, which are essentially like shops.
Wow.
I know. It's a whole brave new world out there.
A whole brave new world.
God forbid we would be phoneless.
I know, right? It would be terrible.
We'd have to bring our pigeons back and send them on with a carrier. Did you know that there's actually the festival that I go to at home every year, there is a full-blown co-op.
What?
I know. It's an actual dream. You wake up and you're like, oh, all I want is like, I don't know, a can of Diet Coke and some paracetamol. And bingo.
Healthy start to the day. You know.
Ready for the day. And you can trot on down there in your pyjamas and you can pick it up.
That is incredible.
Oh, also, they have a little bakery inside it. Oh. So you can get, like, fresh croissant.
Fresh croissant.
And a cup of coffee.
Wow.
I know.
A whole new world.
It is.
Crikey. Yeah.
Keep these coming at me. I am just batting all of your anxieties away.
You're doing very well.
Come on.
But I think this one might stump you.
Oh.
The toilets.
Sure. Sure. It's not the best. It's not the best. No, 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 no. My advice is bring some toilet roll in a plastic bag because if that stuff gets wet, that's no use to anybody. Good image there. And bring some hand sanitizer. Have it on you at all costs. Mm-hmm. Attach it to your body.
Your utility belt.
Genuinely, I had essentially a utility belt at the last festival.
Hipster.
You gotta go prepared. Think of this like Bear Grylls shit. You're out in the wilderness. You've got to survive. What do you need? Hand sanitizer and toilet roll.
Yes.
Now, you just can't get away from the smell. I'm sorry. There's nothing to do. You just have to hold your breath. Do some like deep breathing practice before you get to the festival. See how long you can hold your breath for.
So grim.
That's it. That's all I've got to say on toilets.
Grim. And like, there's the different types of the long drop.
Yeah, which is basically not a chemical toilet, i.e. better for the environment and all your stuff goes straight down into the earth. But on a 37 degree day, that shit can stink.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Oh God, just a bit thinking about. And then also, I don't know whether it's better or worse, because in the day, you can obviously see. At night, it's quite dark.
Don't look down.
You're like stumbling around in the dark.
Look up at all costs. Like, you might be weeing all over the shop, but no.
Oh.
Never look down. And also, as a plus, this is the only plus, particularly with the long drops, your thighs will be toned as hell by the end of it because you're just squatting over the toilet lid so you're not touching anybody else's fat things. Anyway, that's enough said on toilets.
I've got one more point.
Sure.
Some people, because they don't want to use it, they piss in a bottle and then they throw the bottle into the crowd.
No, I won't accept it.
I remember when I lived in Australia, I remember telling people this story, this fact, because I was like, oh yeah, but what about when people piss in a bottle and throw it at you if you're on someone's shoulders? They were genuinely horrified. They were like, that's not a thing that humans do.
Sure.
I was like, oh.
Monkeys do, God. Maybe. But people, I think, they go to festivals and they forget how to be a human. They forget all sense of decency and respect for themselves and others.
Another point of contention on my list, Kelsey.
Oh, okay.
Just
okay.
Other people.
Yeah.
But continue your point.
No, that was it. And it's rolled nicely into this point of other people. The kind of people there can make or break vibe
totally.
Of a festival.
Yeah.
As in, like, if there are a lot of those people who are just really there to get messed up. They're just awful to be around, and you've just got to go into your own little bubble and just be like, I'm with my friends, I'm dancing. Oh my God, don't look at me.
Because you basically go to a festival to hang out with your friends listening to good music, and then you realise that there are loads of other people around and they're all awful and some of them have brought flags. Fuck off!
You say that's an issue. However, they're very good for meeting points.
I mean, sure.
I'm underneath the Zimbabwean flag. Come find me.
Okay, if you're using other people's flags as a meeting point, fine. But you're bringing your own flag. Just have a word.
Oh, I didn't realise you were such a whinger about festivals.
I know. I don't think I would do it either until I got... You got me started.
Yeah, I know. Perhaps one thing.
Uh-huh.
I might struggle with a little bit. However, I've become very... I've adapted.
Uh-huh.
Is the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't control that at all.
Control the weather.
Yeah, I've been to festivals where it is has not stopped raining from the moment I've stepped foot in the field to when I've left. And the complete opposite has been like 37 degrees from start to end. Neither are a fun situation. And both require an umbrella. I have discovered.
Horrendous.
Yeah, the trenches. You've just got to come prepared for both. Either waterproof to hell, layers, and an umbrella.
I've been lucky that I've never gone to a festival that's been terrible weather. And I don't know what I'd do. I might leave.
No.
I remember
never leave.
Our friend Nikki talking about a festival. I think it might have been Secret Garden Party that she went to once. And the weather was so bad. She was basically like, had water and mud in her wellies. And she said it was just like a complete washout. I think they might have, maybe they stuck it out to the end, I can't remember. They stuck it out a fair amount, but then I think it was basically like, this is now an ordeal.
I don't know how I would deal if it was absolutely lashing it with rain.
Mm.
I know I just said that about one of the festivals I was at. However, there must have been breaks.
Yeah.
It was incredibly muddy.
Mm.
There's loads of like under.
Sure.
There's loads of space.
Yes. I do actually space. Remember my brother coming back from Reading once and saying that he saw Pixie Lott because they were in a tent when it was raining and he was like, Pixie Lott, better than rain.
Sam, not a fan of Pixie.
Well, I think he is now.
Well, there we go. you gotta persevere. Again, it's not going to be for everyone, but just don't go if you don't want to face the bad weather.
I know, but I want the fun.
That's the thing. Everybody wants the fun.
Let's turn this around then. Let's move this on to the positives.
Turning it around in your head. My head's already turned.
I'm it for the episode. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm just being miserable, really. And these are all, you know, overcomable anxieties. Not words. You know, these aren't real problems.
All this has done has made me so excited about festival season and really annoyed that I'm not going to Glastonbury yet.
There's still the resale. So, you know, go forth and festival, people. Don't listen to me. I'm a miserable bastard.
God, I don't want to go to another festival with you.
Once I'm there, happy as Larry.
Just make it as easy as possible for yourself.
Okay.
My top tip, get an airbed and a duvet and a pillow.
Oh.
And earplugs and an eye mask.
Oh, lovely.
You're welcome.
I'll bear that in mind. And remember, it's meant to be fun.
It is fun. Well, all that fun has knackered me out now. Maddie, she's sleeping. She's so tired.
Join me in my blankets.
We'll be back again next week. You can catch us on all the social medias at FTFOpod. FTFOpod at gmail.com is our email. Freaking the F Out is Facebook. I was saying all the socials. We're not on TikTok. Because we're not 10. We're 15.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What is TikTok?
Well, that's a question for another day. Maybe a whole episode. Freaking the F Out about TikTok.
About the youth of today.
We digress. Anyway. Cheerio, bye. We're off for a sleep.
Bye.